The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
As with all things that afflict or affect or impact people, an industry develops in products, some of which make a huge difference, some of which are snake oil. One of those industries is now referred to as menopause washing. Loretta Dignam is with us. She's CEO and founder of the Menopause Hub. Loretta, what is menopause washing?
Hi, Anton. Well, menopause washing, we've heard of green washing, we've heard of various different types of washing. And basically, it's when a topic becomes so hot, like menopause, pun intended, that people pile in, companies, marketing, all sorts of people, looking at ways that they can maybe get a slice of the pie. And they launch products or services that really, you know, are sort of vaguely linked to menopause or do nothing for those impacted by menopause. And so when I set up the Menopause Hub, which was Ireland's first dedicated menopause clinic in 2018, nobody was talking about menopause. And then roll on to now, and we had, you know, Joe Duffy finishing up last week, and Davina McCall and other people, they've all come out and made menopause more spoken about, which is fantastic. But with that, you know, the pendulum swings from silence and taboo to suddenly being everybody talking about menopause. And we've just seen a huge increase in the number of products and services that have been launched in this area. And as you said, some of them are snake oil.
Now, you yourself have been victim to some of this snake oil. My understanding is at one point you ended up attached to a shopping basket.
So in my desperation for solutions for my hot flushes, which I had about 30 of them a day, and you see, I'd gone on to the internet and I'd gone on and looked at, you know, social media and so on. And I was so confused about the options. I didn't know who to trust that I really couldn't navigate my way through. But I decided I was going to be not going the hormone replacement route because I was terrified of it, based on no information, of course. And I decided, no, I'd go the au naturel route. So I bought a magnet that cost me €35 in Boots, and it was supposed to help with the hot flushes. And you're absolutely right. The only thing that happened was I stuck to the wire basket in the supermarket and then the chain for the trolley. And I tell that story because I'm reasonably intelligent and reasonably well educated. But I was so desperate and vulnerable, is what I would say, for solutions. And that's what's happening to women now. And, you know, we've seen from Holland and Barrett, we've seen a menopause chocolate bar. I mean, I have no idea what that is supposed to do. And I know it definitely can't do anything. We've seen menopause pillowcases and sheets. We've seen a growth in the supplements market. I've had people approach me and say, Loretta, will you coordinate and cooperate and collaborate with us on these products? And, you know, we can launch them for menopausal women. And I'm saying, well, if there's no evidence that they work, I'm certainly not interested. So what we're about is evidence-based information and trustworthy information.
Well, you describe your own experience of being an intelligent person who nonetheless became so desperate that you are willing to try fairly unusual approaches to solving your problem. What advice do you give to people in the same situation? How do you tell the wheat from the chaff?
Well, that's a great question. And I would say buyer beware. We do research every year, the Menopause Hub. And this year, we did this year's research is among 2,500 women. And what they told us was 65% said they get their information from the internet about menopause and their education. 50% said from social media. And 75%, so that's 3 out of 4 women, said they find it difficult to decipher misinformation or fake news. So people, women all over the place are being confused by this. So I think what you do is you have to go to trusted sources, check out how, you know, trusted the individuals are. You need to look at the small print and you need to check the evidence or the science or whatever behind the solution. And that's what I would say. And unfortunately, that requires a bit of homework. And we're busy women. We're spinning many plates and we don't usually have the time to do all this kind of thing. But just putting the word menopause in front of a product doesn't necessarily mean it's going to do the trick. And realistically, it's forcing women who are vulnerable to part with their hard-earned cash for solutions that don't always work. So Buyer beware is what I'd really say.
To what extent, Loretta, would you recommend that women preempt menopausal symptoms and figure out how they're going to handle menopause when it occurs? Or is it something that you wait until you're in and then deal with?
Well, for our generation, it just kind of happened to us and we had to figure out what the hell's going on. But I would say for the next generations, and the word millennopause has creeped into the vernacular, which is millennials are going through menopause, perimenopause and menopause. But they have, I suppose our generation has given them a gift, which is the fact that so many people are talking about menopause and it's such a widespread topic and it's spoken so much about, and there are all these kind of products. So it's brought menopause out of the shadows into the mainstream. And what I would say is those women will have a chance to do a bit of research, to actually find out in advance and to be prepared. The rest of us were literally scrambling, wondering what the hell was going on. So I think it's an opportunity for people coming after us to actually benefit and to, yeah, it's absolutely, being forewarned is forearmed. And I wish I'd known what I know now. I wish I'd known that then, because it would have saved me years of going for investigations, buying products that don't work, and sort of scratching my head and going, why is my health suboptimal? For about 7 years, actually.
And having your underpants magnetically attached to a shopping trolley while you were still in them. A text saying, sure, men face the same thing for many things, for testosterone or sex drive or even snoring. These products are all rubbish. There is some truth in that, that is anything that becomes an issue or seen as a medical challenge, you will get that industry of products, many of which are dross.
You absolutely will. And I'm sorry for the men as well. But I really do think that, you know, you have to do a little bit of homework, do a little bit of looking into maybe the science behind it. I remember one of our doctors said to me, Loretta, why did you buy a magnet for your underwear? Where's the science behind that, that it helps with a hot flush? I said, well, I read a lot of very good Google reviews. And she said, that's not science, Loretta. So, you know, I do have to say, yes, we can all fall victim or prey to this. And it is one of those things. I used to work in marketing, and I know we'd be looking for the new trends. And I can guarantee in many's a boardroom, up came menopause. And we're like, well, how can we, you know, make our products relevant to menopause? Sticking the word menopause in front of it is just not good enough.
No, but as you say, it is difficult to tell. I mean, given that so much of our lives start with a Google search, a lot of the sources can appear very credible. And unless you're spending a lot of time that you may not have in interrogating them, it can be hard to tell truth from fiction. Loretta, thank you very much for coming on the show this evening. That is Loretta Dignam, who is CEO and founder of the Menopause Hub.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.